other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
But, you know, when Republicans say, you know, why now? Why this timing? Why not this timing?
No time is a good time. No, that's not true. She's leaving her chairmanship. So Dianne Feinstein wants to get this off her desk. And look, I agree with you. The United States of America is awesome. We are awesome. But we've had this discussion. We've closed the book on it and we've stopped doing it. And the reason they want to have this discussion is not to show how awesome we are. This administration wants to have this discussion to show us how we're not awesome.
This administration
they apologize for this country. They don't like this country.
They want to look bad.
And all this does is have our enemies laughing at us.
Well, Ms. Tontoros is right that this is being brought out as a political distraction from all the bad stuff Obama's doing. But she's wrong to sit there and imply then that it's purely partisan, because the truth is they've got the black sites, the ghost sites still going. The torture has intensified. It hasn't stopped. It's just that a bunch of Bush administration lawyers like John Yoo bragged about the torture when it was clearly illegal. And so that's now why the Democrats are scoring points. They all went along with it. So just because both sides are involved doesn't make it okay. Or just because one side criticizes the other doesn't make them good guys. The larger issue here is, what is Guantanamo Bay, Camp X-Ray, and other camps around the world and the country really about? I'm going to tell you what they're really about coming up in the next segment. We are also going to obviously take your phone calls today. The Reverend C.L. Bryant is going to be joining us to talk about race relations in this country. We're also going to have Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on, who's a South African, to break down how it was used politically to divide folks in South Africa. So a black preacher and a white preacher, who are friends, by the way, we're going to get both of their perspectives, a perspective you won't get from the controlled right or the controlled left. The key is researching things outside the box to understand how the social engineers are manipulating things. That's coming up. And then Dr. Steve Pachenik on the torture report put out by Dianne Feinstein. That's all a bunch of smoke and mirrors that we're getting to the bottom of it. And, oh, it gave us this great intel. And, oh, it's not really torture. It's enhanced. Or, man, you ought to see the Russians. They really torture. Or, boy, the Chinese, they really torture. So why shouldn't we? Because torture is extremely useful and extremely effective is why we shouldn't be doing it. Now, wait for it. Not effective in getting real intel. Effective in terrorizing the population. Effective in getting fake confessions. Effective in creating fear worldwide. And effective in then scapegoating America in the end for the globalist agenda when they go to the next level of planetary government and are done having the U.S. honcho world government. That is, run it. So we're going to break it all down coming up. It's very effective for tyrants. That's why the communists worldwide use it. It's why the Nazis used it. It's why every thug dictator from Idi Amin to Ceausescu to Fidel and Raul Castro use it. And when they get up there and go, Obama's against it, to get conservatives watching Fox News to go, yeah, don't take my torture, you know, snuggle toy away. How do you get a dog to really want something, not let him have it? Or, I'm not going to let you have broccoli, you tell the two-year-old. Nope, can't have the broccoli. I'm not giving it to you. And then they eat the broccoli. How dare you try to take our torture away, you cowardly traitor? Amazing. So we're going to break it all down coming up today. Your phone calls and a lot more. And then a ton of stuff up on Infowars.com. 74-year-old woman wins gunfight with criminal thugs. That video is on Infowars.com. College president criticized for saying all lives matter and more.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Hard to believe. And it's already Wednesday, the 10th day of December, 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours live, as we are every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. We have InfoWars Nightly News. That is, of course, at 7 o'clock Central. And we simulcast the Nightly News at Prison Planet. TV. Where to start? Where to begin? Because there is so much to go over here, obviously, today. The big news story that we've been covering since it began 13 years ago is the fact that torture is ubiquitous throughout the U.S. military services now. Joe Biggs, who we really ought to do an interview with and a report on, in studio, talking about his experiences with it, would go out on patrols, grab people out of their houses that they were ordered to target, and deliver them to the FBI, the DEA, Special Forces, CIA, depending on which group it was. And sometimes the people didn't come out. And they would hear the screaming, the begging. It would go on and on and on. There have been special investigations. There have been admissions. There have been investigative journalist reports where soldiers have gone public admitting that sometimes they'd go into a village in Afghanistan and just kill everyone in it, including babies. And then the argument is, well, that's how you get tough and win wars. You know, you firebomb Dresden. No, what you really do is lose the moral high ground. And then America can be demonized worldwide. But know this, Dianne Feinstein's Senate report on CIA and enhanced interrogation, as it's called, that'd be like if I robbed a bank at high noon with a machine gun and roughed up a few of the tellers. Or if you did it, and when the police came, you said, I'm not robbing a bank in armed robbery, aggravated robbery. I am engaged in an enhanced withdrawal from the bank. Or if you beat somebody to death with a baseball bat, you didn't beat him to death. You were just involved in an enhanced massage. Now, the argument is these people blew up the World Trade Centers, and so they deserve it. We're taking the gloves off. Everything that's been done with torture, rendition, the NDAA, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, from day one was focused on the American people, period. That's it. It's always been about erasing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and rolling out NSA spying publicly, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, rolling out torture, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, but it's really for the general public, rolling out total control and the end of any underground free market systems in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, but really shutting down any type of free commerce. This is all about converting us from a free society to a tyranny with a capital T. Now, I know that most of our audience knows that. But I wanted today to actually get into what torture itself is really being carried out for. First and foremost, if the people that have hijacked our government can ever get away with openly selling torture, the sky's the limit. Already, for more than 30 years in this country, they have what they call pain compliance in police departments. And in my film, Martial Law, we show large clips of this, of the LAPD and others breaking pro-lifers' arms for sitting on the sidewalk with nunchucks, twisting them around their arms and breaking them. In fact, if you go to YouTube, guys, and type in Martial Law 911, the police state, and just skip ahead like 3 hours to the very last 10 minutes of the film, there's an extra that gets into torture. We ought to re-air that whole extra here on air sometime. It's like 10 minutes long. Very, very powerful. It shows in Cincinnati and it shows in L.A. peaceful people on the sidewalks having two cops with billy clubs twist them together till the arm breaks, or twisting nunchucks around and then breaking the arm. And the Christian still just sits there bleeding on the ground, and the cops come over with billy clubs and start beating him in the head. That's a police state that's illegal, and it's torture. And Democratic Party judges back it in Democratic Party-controlled areas. If you look at where torture actually goes on the books and is defended by the judges, Democratic-controlled areas. Now, the Republicans are wild police state pushers as well. There's a lot of things that factor into this larger system. Number one, it's about using it domestically and being able to corrupt the judicial system beyond repair. Number two, it's about getting fake confessions. Number three, it's about having laboratories with people as young as 14 at Camp X-Ray and other camps around the world, not just Gitmo, where they can grab innocent people but psychologically profile them and find people that can be double and triple agents to actually go out and lead ISIS, Al-Qaeda brigades. And they had 17-year-olds and people that were in Gitmo for 8 years that were released when they're 25 years old to go command brigades of 4,000 men. And they know where to get the drop-offs of the weapons. They are the intermediary with the C-130s that land with the weapons. They are the ones that do this. So it's actually a college to find recruits, just like a Soviet re-education camp would be an old sports stadium or an old prison, and they would bring in tens of thousands of people per week. Most of them would only stay a few days. They'd beat you, torture you, find out if you were easy to break, if you'd go on their payroll and be one of their operatives. It's mainly about bringing you under control, bringing you under fear. And that's what they do at Gitmo, is they find the people that will be the double and triple agents. So understand that the CIA base and DARPA base that is admitted to be within Gitmo is admittedly a CIA mind control laboratory. We are showing for TV viewers at Infowars.com/show peaceful pro-lifers on the sidewalks, one after the other, having their arms broken with precision. You going to hear anything from Dianne Feinstein about that? Turns out when she was a senator, she pressured the courts to rule this legal. And I've noticed whenever the cops break one of their arms, the others will come up and start beating them to second it, to say, I certify this is good, gouging their eyes in. grabbing their noses and pulling them up till they break them. Do you see Christians in mass out there saying, I can't breathe? No, because these are people trying to save unborn babies. And we've got hours of the video as they just sit there grabbing women's hair, gouging their eyes in, twisting their arms till they break, choking them. So understand, folks, this is being done across the board. This is what bipartisanly the police since the 70s have been taught to do in many departments. They could just pick them up and throw them in a paddy wagon like places like Austin, Texas. I mean, Austin's got its own problems, but I'm sorry. I've been all over the country. I'm not just kissing up the Austin police. It's true. They don't do this type of thing. It's psychopathic. It's evil. So let's get one thing straight. This torture is all about legitimizing in here. But more importantly, in the larger aspect worldwide, radical Islam is being funded, protected, shepherded. And when we let the system take our rights away in the name of fighting radical Islam, we fall into the larger trap and we lose the moral high ground. China, Russia, all these other countries can criticize us and call us despicable now because our government admitted they did all this, then lied about it later. That's all part of demonizing us towards the collapse later when America served its usefulness to the world government. Because when they demonize America, they demonize free market, the Second Amendment, John Wayne, stuff like that. That all gets the blame. Capitalism gets the blame for the crony insider takeover when it's the opposite of capitalism. See how it works? So it's a multifaceted 360 program of corruption that's going on and unfolding right now. We're going to look at the torture report. Fox News saying America's awesome. Basically, because we torture, it's truly sick. The video's on InfoWars.com.
You know, when Republicans say, you know, why now? Why this timing? Why not this timing?
Because
I mean, no time is a good time.
No, that's not true. She's leaving her chairmanship. So Dianne Feinstein wants to get this off her desk. And look, I agree with you. The United States of America is awesome. We are awesome. But we've had this discussion. We've closed the book on it and we stopped doing it. And the reason they want to have this discussion is not to show how awesome we are. This administration wants to have this discussion to show us how we're not awesome.
This administration
is not apologize.
Now, that reporter for Fox News, or that pundit, what's her name? Say it over there. She really ought to live in Legoland, the imaginary world where you just say everything's awesome.
Her name is Andrea Tantaros.
And any criticism of the system is just you saying America isn't awesome. No, America's awesome and exceptional when we have the lowest taxes, the most freedom, the best courts, the most transparent systems. America's not awesome when we have the biggest government in the world, the biggest debt in the world, the most unhealthy people in the world, paramilitary police, totally legal surveillance. Our government is hiring Al-Qaeda groups, calling them ISIS, to turn loose against Syria. Then they go crazy, break ranks and go into Iraq. So now we have to fight them. Everything is not awesome. And there's this cult-like mentality out there that if you just say everything's awesome and live in denial, you'll be okay. Almost everybody I know who's had kids that commit suicide, almost everybody I know who has horrible stuff happen in their life, live in denial and say everything is awesome. And will tell their friends and family and others good job when they haven't done a good job. I'm not one-tenth as extreme as the fictional character in the movie Whiplash that I went and saw this weekend. I thought it was excellent. But at the end, you find out he's not really a bad guy. He was actually trying to push someone who had incredible talent to the next level. And you know what? If you don't want to act like a free person and you don't want to stand up for yourself, you're going to be a slave. And slaves usually have some little shuck and jive dance that they put on politically of why it's okay that they're slaves and okay that they laid down and okay that they went along with evil. But make no mistake, even if you hate Muslims with a diehard passion, know that the people running our country into the ground are financing radical Islam and turning it loose as a weapon against non-radical Muslims all over the world and are turning them against us so the government can play the part of the hero and the savior and take our freedoms and then flip Homeland Security on the people. Whether it's Germany or England or the United States or Russia, they all used 9/11 to take people's freedoms, and now they use the Patriot Act against land rights activists. Now they say use the Patriot Act against the Bundys, and they say they're domestic terrorists. And in all the police and military training manuals, they say Christians point blank are terrorists, gun owners point blank are terrorists. I mean, they don't just say radical extremists, watch them like they did 10 years ago or 6 years ago. Now they say point blank, if you're an evangelical or you're in the Tea Party, that's terrorist. We will court-martial you. So here we are. And then when Major Hassan goes around and kills 14 people and injures 25 or whatever at Fort Hood, they won't call that terrorism. Judge finally ruled it was, and they're giving them purple hearts, and certainly was terrorism. Why didn't they want that? Because they want to continue to bring these radicals into the country. They want to continue to protect them. And for 2 years, the CIA was tracking Hassan, talking to the head of Al-Qaeda, and knew he was going to attack. And they've declared national security on those emails in Congress, but congressmen have spoken out about it that the CIA knew. Of course they knew. They run these people. They helped set up what is Al-Qaeda today. So I don't want to hear about torture to stop them or stop their next attack. They're at Guantanamo Bay building terrorists. Do you understand that?
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I'm going to break down exactly what's behind torture. I've already gone over a lot of it, but I want to give people the big picture. Not from my perspective, this is all on record. And why are they putting out this report now? Where is this all going? Now, there's a philosophy they're following, and I want to explain that. We'll do it in one moment. I'm very excited that only after being sold out for, 3 weeks, we have been able to produce right here in America the highest quality sublingual or lingual that is taken by mouth, on the tongue or under the tongue, vitamin B12, secret 12. You saw me for about a year in here taking it each day when I would put it in the water of your TV viewer and mix it with the X2 Nation Iodine Super Male Vitality. I do that a couple times a day. I just add it to my water. I love it. Well, now we can tell you what it is. It's Secret 12. See the full write-up of the molecules, of why it's pharmaceutical grade and more at InfoWarsLife.com. Secret 12 is 80% methylcobalamin. That's the type that people inject. And then 20% this other type of organic that fuses together. It's basically cofactors meant to help you absorb it. And it's of the vegetarian type as well. It was developed for vegetarians. but then it was found to absorb even more. So normally you only absorb 7 to 10, maybe 12% of it when you take it by mouth. Injections, about 90% depending on the person's body. This, we believe from our research, is much more absorbable. I've taken other sublingual vitamin B12s. Does not have one-tenth the effect on me personally. It's very affordably priced as well. It is super high quality. No additives, no nothing. Just two types of B12. And the best part is children think it's candy. It tastes sweet. It is delicious because that's what this nutrient actually tastes like. So you want the highest quality B12 out there at a very affordable price and support the InfoWar. We got a very limited run in, and it'll probably be another 3 to 4 or 5 weeks when it sells out till we get it. We've been out for 3 weeks. Secret 12, and if you order now, you can get it well before Christmas. All orders up until the 17th are guaranteed in the lower 48. We can really ship out past that to like the 19th, the 20th. You'll probably still get it, but we're just saying order by the 17th. We can get it out on the 18th or 19th and get it to you. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Also, I was seeing Rob Dew lost 18 pounds on Oxy Powder in 1 week. That was another testimonial. Somebody else in the office, I was mixing the two, conflating the two by accident. He lost because he wasn't fat. He just had a little bit of a belly for some reason. The rest of him was all muscle. Because I know I've been tubing many times with him and his family and his wife and my kids. He had a little belly, like most of us do, even if you're skinny. It just went away in a week because it was all that detritus in there blew out. He took 7 caplets a day. They recommend 4 to 5. I'm here to tell you, this is, of all the products, this is the one with the most rave reviews that people say is life-changing. Because it's not some harsh herbs or something that could be painful, make you take off work, that flushes you out. This is time-released proprietary oxygen that ozonates inside the lower and upper intestine, large and small intestine, and is dramatic. And I've talked to a lot of other crew. CJ's talked about what it's done for him. This is not a game. It's not a joke. We only bring in the most hardcore products that also help fund InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the nightly news, the filmmaking, the writers, a true independent news organization, openly biased towards liberty, biased to the truth, biased to having a policy of truth. And I disagree with Depeche Mode. They say a policy of truth gets you in trouble. I really don't think that's the case unless it's, you know, a woman asks you if a dress looks good and you don't think it looks good. You just got to tell them it looks good because they don't really want to be told that it looks bad. They want to be told that you like the dress. But other than that, I don't engage in a lot of lying, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, if my mom makes some food every once in a while that isn't the best, my mom's a great cook, it doesn't taste too good, I say, yeah, it's really good. I like that other recipe, though, better. But other than that, I'm just a straight shooter. And we have the highest quality products at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 888-253-3139. We're also running the special right into the new year. Half off yearly PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. 20 people can use each membership. If you have a membership, be sure and share it. You can get all your Christmas shopping done in one day at InfoWarsStore.com and know you're getting high quality products, whether it's camouflage, Molon, Labe, come and take it shirts, made in America, or whether it's limited edition Molon Labe belt buckles or the commemorative Molon Labe coin. Only 500 have been minted. It's been double stamped. It's just the highest grade that we were able to get, made right here in the good old U.S. of A. That's InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, and MSNBC attacks me for selling stuff. They get taxpayer money, I will just point out again, and bailout money. NPR gets taxpayer money. See how sick and filthy they are. See how disgusting they are. They don't want the Liberty Movement to have its own organizations. They don't want us to have our own platforms. Bill Clinton's documents got released last year, and this year more got released. WorldNet Daily got them, and there they were in the early 1990s saying we got to shut down Joseph Farah and the Western Journalism Center because if the people ever understand they can put out their own media, we won't control reality anymore and won't have our Operation Mockingbird over the mainstream media anymore. Well, guess what, Clinton? You failed. But now they're striking back, so it's more important than ever to support our local AM and FM affiliates. It's more important than ever to support their local sponsors or to become a sponsor. If you build it, if you support liberty, it will take over. If you believe we can change society, we will win. But if you don't believe that, we don't have a prayer in Hades of turning things around. And so you might as well just kiss your future, your prosperity, and your children goodbye and bend over to be a slave to the New World Order for those shackles to get put on your arms, because it is here in a big, big way. Now, before I get to my breakdown of what's really going on with torture and why we should all be against it, but why the system is also for it, I want to go to David Knight's report. There's also one by Leanne McAdoo we're going to play later. Torture, the Ugly Truth, Feinstein Won't Confront. And we're going to play that report that I'm going to come back in 3.5 minutes and give you my multifaceted take on what's really behind the torture and also why we want to be vehemently opposed to it. Here is that special report with David Knight.
As Gruber goes before Congress to be drilled for torturing the data about Obamacare in order to deceive the American people, a heavily edited and censored report about actual torture was released by the Senate. Republican and Democrat reactions have been as predictable as they are hypocritical. But the most surprising reaction has come from some libertarians who have in the past opposed torture. More on that in a moment. But first, the politicians. Senator Feinstein is sanctimoniously promoting the release as a confrontation of the ugly truth.
History will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth and say never again.
Without any sense of irony or guilt, Feinstein says that on the very same day that the NDAA heads to the Senate floor for the fourth time under her leadership. It destroys our commitment to a just society governed by the rule of law when it presumes to authorize illegal, unconstitutional actions like indefinite detention of U.S. citizens by the military without any charges, as well as rendition and presumably enhanced interrogation, federal government's euphemism for torture. She won't face that ugly truth. She won't say never again, but rather let's do it again. And of course, after the 1,600-page NDAA was released at 10:30 at night, the GOP House passed it just a day and a half later, mocking their pledge of 2010 to always read the bill. And they're going to do the same thing with the omnibus continuing resolution spending bill, keeping it secret until just a few hours before the vote. And will the Republican who's likely to take Feinstein's place on the Senate Intelligence Committee be any better than Feinstein? Absolutely not. Richard Burr will be much worse, having already gone on record saying there shouldn't be any public hearing about what the CIA or the NSA does about anything. But the most amazing reaction that shows how low America has already sunk into accepting a lawless government comes from the executive director of the ACLU, who previously lobbied Bush to oppose presidential pardons for those who had planned and authorized torture. The ACLU director points out that neither Obama nor the Justice Department has shown any appetite for holding anyone accountable. When the department did conduct an investigation, it appeared not to have interviewed any of the prisoners who were tortured. And it repeatedly abused the state secrets privilege in order to derail cases brought by prisoners, including Americans, who were tortured as enemy combatants. But now the ACLU is calling for formal pardons for these people. Their tortured logic, worthy of John Gruber, is that doing nothing, as Obama has and will do, is a tacit pardon. We need to have, they say, an explicit pardon, so we can, as a society, at least acknowledge that laws were broken. That's it. No longer any hope of criminal prosecution for leaders and government employees who violate the law, commit treason, and torture people, including American citizens. No, the best we can hope for is to say it was wrong. But don't think that you're going to even get that in this kind of lawless society. Our government no longer has the will to punish cops who murder or politicians who torture and murder. That's the real ugly truth we have to confront. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
We are so blessed to have David Knight here in our operation. Just an amazing mind, great research, and a great host of the Nightly News and this radio show. The reason I played that report is he gets at the heart of it. And then I'll add to all the satellite issues that are connected to it. There's a philosophy of the globalists. Create financial banking systems where central private banks control the issuance of currency and credit. They're able to take over the world. Then to illegitimately continue that and expand social engineering towards their aim of population reduction, they then want to set up police states. To do that, they've got to fund and finance and protect terrorist groups to create the outside threat to allow them to come in and take control. And this isn't me saying this 14 years ago. I said it 14 years ago, and now it's come true. So there's no debate about that. And an example of this is the NSA. Illegally spying on us for political control, to control the markets, to target their political enemies, totally illegal, classical 200-proof tyranny. No debating. Then they deny it's happening. They get caught doing it. Then they make excuses for it, whitewash it, don't get in trouble for it, and are now coming out with new laws they're trying to pass to codify it on the books where there'll be no due process, period. In anything. This is what they do. They commit the evil. When they get caught, they whitewash it, legitimize it, and have the courts and the legislatures certify it. I remember having guests on 19 years ago who were showing me MERS documents and others, before they even had MERS, documents dealing with robo-signing and telling me that they're selling mortgages 10, 20, 30 times and teaching me about derivatives. And some of them were like former city council members and economists like George Humphrey. I mean, I knew he'd been on the city council when I was in high school. I knew he, you know, was a wealthy guy that owned buildings downtown. I knew that he owned clothing stores around the country. I mean, I knew he was a well-known guy around town. And I started fighting the New World Order. And George said, hey, let's go out to eat. Or, hey, come on my access show. He would go do an access show just to get the word out. He also wrote books and things. He's been a frequent guest here. He's so zenned out now, he just isn't involved that much anymore. He's involved some. Zenned out is the word, by the way. He's a great guy, like Obi-Wan Kenobi or something. But George said, let me explain how it really works. He explained derivatives. He explained how the whole show goes. But see, I would then talk about that and have guests on, and people thought I was a space alien. Now everybody knows about robo-signers and derivatives and credit default swaps and how they sell some mortgages 100 times, or people who had their mortgage paid off for 20 years and had paid cash. Bank of America comes along and forecloses. They never even held a note. How does that happen? Well, they got caught. Did they stop it? No, they've intensified it. They've expanded it. And now they're getting state legislatures to pass laws legalizing it. Retroactively. See, nobody's house is safe. Nobody's property safe under a fascist system. And that's what this is politically for the elite. They're in a fascist system where there's still free market, but government decides winners and losers. And the corporations then put their people in to shut down their competition. And then throughout the chain, anyone working for government or major corporations ends up being like the new nobility who is above the law. And we go back to pre-Magna Carta, Battle of Runnymede, 1215, where the people got together and had the king, captured him at the battle, and said, you sign the Magna Carta, or we're going to cut your head off right now. You are not going to let your lords rape our daughters whenever they feel like it. You're not going to let your sheriffs kill our people whenever they want, the cops. You are going to respect us. You can't come in our house without a warrant. You've got to have a jury, a grand jury, on all these issues. Then they had a decade-long war to enforce it. So when I talk about 1776 worldwide, I'm not attacking England. 1776 came out of England. Those Englishmen that were in the colonies knew their rights that their fathers and grandfathers had fought and died for in the old country That's where all the freedom comes from, is England, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's a great tyranny. That's what's so sad. 1776, I had people, 3,000 of them chanting 1776, north of London, out front the Bilderberg building, when I gave that speech and explained that, the history of it. It's 1776 worldwide. It's about accountability. It's about due process. And when the system doesn't have it, it's over. And that's what torture is about. Sticking a fork in us, openly torturing to get fake confessions, to create spies that have been tortured into submission. And it's also to be used against us and to create fear. And that's what this is a whole giant, sickening whitewash where they make it political, where now if you're against torture, you support Obama, when Obama is continuing the torture. We'll be back with more details. Stay with us. In the CIA torture report, rectal feeding. Bush was kept in the dark. The president says, I'll make sure we never resort to those methods again. Terror warning issued ahead of the report. House GOP spending bill includes $1 billion to help poor and unskilled Central American migrants establish themselves in the United States. See, the GOP is involved in this because the same special interest. I'm reading off drudgereport.com. The same special interest that are run the Democrats or running the Republicans. But the Republican grassroots are great people, and they're trying to take the Republicans over. That's why the Tea Party is so important. Just finishing up on the whole torture issue. Then we've got some guests on race relations, South Africa, the way the left used that to destabilize the country. And then we'll have Dr. Steve Pachinik on in the third hour, talk about the torture report. And we'll open the phones up for your questions or your comments. But simply put, it's what David Knight said. It's about the end of rule of law. It's about government not being accountable on banker bailouts, on torture, on an executive president that acts like a dictator, on the derivatives, on every front. They want to be above the law. And they want to sell the idea that patriotism is going along with torture. And they play that parlor trick of saying Obama is releasing this report with Feinstein to blame Republicans and to make himself look good. And that's absolutely true. The difference is, though, bipartisanly, they're all involved in it together, as we show with the NDAA, the Patriot Act. And, folks, it's continuing. I've talked to the active duty soldiers, and it's come out in the news. They are now handing them over like they did pre-9/11 to third parties in Jordan and Romania and Poland and Ukraine and Egypt. Though Egypt doesn't trust the U.S. anymore and isn't doing it. And mainly, it's not about getting answers from bad guys. It is about setting the precedent, creating cadres of U.S. military and others that will torture people. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it goes on. Now, it's true that all the major studies show that promising to give somebody money or to take care of their kids or to give them lenient treatment works better than torture. But torture does work in some cases. You put a gun to somebody's head or start chopping their fingers off, they'll start talking. But it's a greater evil to have something like that going on because it will be deployed against innocent people, and it does lead to absolute hell on earth in every case. That's why the communists and the Nazis and everybody else uses it, and that's why America supposedly didn't use torture. And I've read the history books, both the British, the French, and the colonial, and it's true. George Washington would hang you. Would have you court-martialed, and if it was found guilty, you'd be hung. If you raped somebody, if you pillaged, if you looted, and if you tortured. Because you had to have the moral high ground And that's why he was so respected. And the British, who engaged in some of the atrocities, nothing compared to what you see nowadays, turned a lot of the colonies against him with atrocities. So in the end game, it's about demonizing America long term as global government comes in. We're the country that tortures. We're the country that has the racial problems, blah, blah, blah. AKA the UN is the savior. So that's what torture is really all about. Setting America up, us being corrupted, losing the moral high ground. We should all reject it. Reject it. On penalty of your soul, reject it.
GCNLive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The jihadis are promising to kill the evil infidels that dare torture. See, that's how they set it up. Oh, if you're against torture, you're for Obama or Al-Qaeda that our own government's funding. When the jihadis are the most famous for torturing people, period. So they have no moral standing. That's why the media will go, oh, look, the terrorists now are against torture. We all had better be for it. But what about the lying? I mean, we were told the torture wasn't going on. We were told the NSA wasn't spying on us. We were told there weren't any cancer viruses in the vaccines. We were told, we were told, we were told, we were told, lie after lie after lie. In fact, I think we have it in the, it's ministry. It's got a liner. It's lies, 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 lies. So do you still think jet fuel brought down the World Trade Centers? We're on a mission that you'll never forget. It's an important piece. Want to play that sometime today. We also have the ministry's New World Order. What we're talking about is good and evil, right and wrong. A New World Order. A New World Order. Where the narcotics are shipped in, laundered by the big banks, and then when the low-level dealers or the users get caught, they get thrown in giant prisons on record owned by the very big banks running and laundering the drugs and even leasing and owning, as Bloomberg was forced to report, the aircraft. And I've talked to folks in the military from Joint Task Force 6 and Fort Bliss and others, and they'll sit there watching drug aircraft, big ones, come in. And they'll be ordered, leave that one alone, leave that one alone. That's one of ours. Now we're going to stop that little one coming in right there. Get ready to follow that one. Or there'll be 18-wheelers coming across, and they tell the Border Patrol, national security, let this one through. And then they'll stop, a car with some kids with a half ounce of marijuana and throw the book at them. And we all sit here naively. I mean, it's economics. It's 101. That if drugs are legal and nobody's using them in 1930, and you've just lost alcohol prohibition that you're making all this money off of, what do? You make narcotics and stuff illegal, and you start pushing them so you can make bigger profits off the black market. I mean, this is not rocket science. But apparently, the average American still doesn't get it. 16 years after the CIA fully declassified with their Inspector General report, I remember watching him testify on C-SPAN, and I thought, man, the war on drugs will stop now because the CIA Inspector General just admitted they bring most of the drugs in. But they promised to stop, of course. And it wasn't even hardly on the news. And then I'd mention it and go, oh, shut up, conspiracy theorist. There wasn't an Inspector General of the CIA, and they didn't go on C-SPAN, and they didn't testify to Congress. And there, I remember back in like 1996 on air, people calling and go, there is no NSA. The government doesn't listen to us illegally, kook. There is no Council on Foreign Relations. The Federal Reserve is federal. I heard everything but that the moon was made of cheese. So believe me, we've come a long way. Where this is all known now, The only question is, what do we do about it? Well, we don't let the globalists start a civil war they're trying to start. We don't want things to get violent. We don't want to have the just the ground-level police scapegoat as the source of all our problems, the fount of the problem. We want to reform them. We want to identify the globalists, the big central banks that have pulled this off, that want racial and political divides in this country with a dumbed-down population so the social engineers can continue on with business as usual. Coming up, we're going to look at how they balkanized and divided the public in the name of reform in South Africa and more. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to the Reverend C.L. Bryant and Pastor Rodney Howard Brown to discuss from their perspectives, one a white pastor formerly from South Africa or in South Africa, the other a black pastor here in America, what the racial manipulation is really all about and where they think it's going. And one of the pastors wanted us to play, I think it's C.L. Bryant, this clip I hadn't seen till this morning, but I've seen similar clips where racist black lady wants water, world star hip-hop. World star hip-hop is a super viral hip-hop site, for those that don't know. Some of our videos on there get as many as 3-4 million views. And this latest video dovetails with the famous lady out of Florida who had like 16 kids. She goes, somebody needs to give me some money. I'm going to have more kids. I'm only giving 16 checks. I need more. And it's just this crazy disconnect that it's racist if everything isn't given to you. This is the true slavery of the welfare state that was designed to do this on record. So we're going to break that down with Reverend C.L. Bryant of clbryant.net and Pastor Rodney Brown of Reveal or Revival.com. Revival.com, that's a great website name. So before we go any further, though, I wanted to get into this short clip and newscast piece. 74-year-old woman wins gunfight with criminal thugs, neighbor blames store owner for defending herself against robbers. And this happened in Springdale, Arkansas, this past weekend. We see stuff like this every day that doesn't make national news. But when it does make national news, the system criticizes people. Well, the good news is the head of Interpol says people should be armed to stop radical Islamicists. And the police chief of Detroit says folks should be armed. And the sheriff of Milwaukee says everybody should be armed. By the way, all three of those police chiefs are black. So that's certainly good news. They've tried to make it politically correct and racist for black people to have guns to protect themselves from criminals. So again, don't like Obamacare, you're racist. Want to own guns, you're racist. Don't want to accept open borders, you're racist. They use this as a weapon to beat people over the head while promoting racism. But let's play this clip and then go to our two guests. Here it is.
Yes, Caitlin, the robbery happened here at the CNS Gun and Pawn Shop on Thompson Avenue around 9 this morning. Two men attempted to rob the store carrying semi-automatic pistols. And again, police do have both suspects in custody. This surveillance video shows 25-year-old Marcus Gould and 20-year-old Leon Robinson coming into the store and looking around for a few minutes. They then split up and pull guns on both the man and woman working. The woman reached into her waistband and pulled out a gun, shooting Gould. He shot back, but did not hit the woman, instead hitting the books just in front of her.
No, it looks like he was hit in the exchange of gunfire, and there's also blood in that same area. The severity of that injury, I don't know.
Police say Robertson took Gould to Sparks Hospital in Fort Smith. That's where they arrested both men this evening. Across the street from the pawn shop is Scottish Inn and Suites. Owner Cal Gandhi was at work this morning when it happened.
When I came out in the office, I saw the ambulance come in. A lot of police officers came in as well, and detectives were here too.
Gandhi says this isn't the first time the store has been targeted or the first time the owners have shot back.
I'm really upset about it. Owning a gun is okay, but firing just in the heavy traffic. I have family here. Business owners, all of them has family.
Mr. Gandhi,
but
idiot.
Just it is not right to, they need to understand their business owner as well as their neighbors too.
Police say both men face charges of attempted capital murder and aggravated robbery. Gould is in the hospital recovering while Robertson is on his way to the Washington County Detention Center.
All right. Again, that's out of News 5 there in Arkansas in Springdale. A good report overall. I mean, that they're not the ones that said that idiotic statement. Bullets didn't hurt that guy's place. I mean, what are you supposed to do, just be killed? But I want to ask this question. What type of morons, talk about Common Core having its effect, would rob a gun store? It's like trying to rob cops, a donut shop full of cops. It's just, what is wrong with people? It is just so mindless. C.L. Bryant, who has done, I'm not going to cover all the amazing things he's done, but he has the big hit film, independent filmmaker of the documentary Runaway Slave. He writes a column for SB Magazine and is the host of America on the Edge with C.L. Bryant, clbryant.net. And we're joined by a gentleman he recommended, Pastor Rodney Brown, born in Port Elizabeth, South Africa, grew up in Eastern Cape. Rodney and his wife came to America with only $300 and four suitcases with their children in 87. Under the banner of Revival Ministries International, they traveled 46 weeks a year holding weekly meetings in cities across North America and around the world, and pastor a church in Tampa, Florida, the river at Tampa Bay, founded in 96. And Pastor Brown also travels frequently to D.C. to meet with congressmen and senators on both sides of the aisle to discuss global banking system and other pressing issues. So that's the reason he's on with us, but also to give his perspective from what happened in South Africa, how they take a real wrong, but then use it to bring in basically communism, is my view. They take one evil and replace it with another. But we're going to discuss it all in the balance of the hour with both gentlemen. C.L. Bryant, good to have you back with us.
Always good to be on with you, Alex. Thank you so much for having us both on again.
Thank you. We're going to get to your colleague in a moment to get his take on things. But first off, Ferguson, the whole state of the world, now, you know, the tragic death in New York where the cop chokes the man to death. I mean, seriously, there's some real problems on both sides of the issue here. But what do you think Obama and the Justice Department are really trying to do?
What they're trying to do, Alex, is create an underclass here in this country by their actions, and they're using emotionalism of skin color in order to do it. Personal responsibility is something that is totally gone out of the window. In both cases, with both of these gentlemen who tragically lost their lives, or both of these men who tragically lost their lives, it was not their skin color that got them killed. It was their conduct. And in the case of Michael Brown, obviously his last moments on earth were documented as to what he was participating in, and that was a strong-armed robbery. Lots of color of his skin caused him to do that. It was his conduct. And in the case of New York City, where Garner was choked to death, unfortunately, the policies of Mayor Bloomberg is what got him killed.
That's right.
The taxation on the cigarette and that type of thing is what got this man killed, not his skin color.
Well, that's a point. People don't look at that. I tell you, the Democrats seem to be putting everything they can behind racial politics, identity politics right now. Do you think it's working?
Oh, they've been very successful in doing it, especially with a class that is uninformed and broke. Most of those people that are out on the street protesting and so forth, except for the occupiers, the Wall Street occupiers type, who are probably trust fund babies. But most of those people, black people who are out on the street doing the protesting and all of that, I would like to know how many of them are receiving government checks. How much of this are we funding ourselves because we're giving them government checks to be out there carrying it, laying down in the aisles of Macy's? You've been to New York, I'm sure, during Christmas time, and Macy's hires something like 65,000 I'm sure a lot of them are minorities during the Christmas holiday. The only people that they're hurting are themselves and people who really want to work.
I like what Charles Barkley said about all this. I mean, but the media plays into it as well. I mean, watching CNN and MSNBC act like Brown was some type of angel There are a lot of real cases of police misconduct they can focus in on, but they don't do that. They focus in on the ones where the poster child for it is a strong-armed thug.
It's tragic to see how they are blasting the police in this situation. Barkley brought up a great point, and I really like him speaking his mind, but the facts are these. More than 95% of all police contact with civilians end very, very well. The only time usually that you hear of a police officer going awry is in a situation like this. Have there been historically in the past, and I'm going back 40, 50 years, where there was need to, in the South in particular, to be wary of police officers? Of course there was. But in these days and time, we have to consider the alternative, as Barkley pointed out, if the police were to go away. That is what we have to focus on.
We're going to go to break here in a moment and come back with both of you. And I want you guys just to speak about what you want to get into that you think is most important instead of me just asking the questions, because you both have such a wealth of knowledge. But tell us about your colleague as we go out to break, and then we'll come back and talk to him some.
Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is a man of great courage. And what is beautiful about he and I, and we team up on some occasions, the visual effect that you see of a South African-born Caucasian and myself being a black American citizen, both of us now citizens of the United States, is very powerful because we both are men of the cloth, men of God, and Alex, we are, in fact, taking on this particular issue in this country. And I believe that we're doing it in a very powerful way, he in his way, I in my way. And, of course, he'll toot his own horn as to how he's doing it. And I do believe that he has a powerful ministry, and I'm very happy to be friends with him and certainly glad to be on with you and him on this show today.
Absolutely. Revival.com. Pastor, we're going to break here in about 10 minutes. I'm going to skip this network break because it's so important. I want to get into the banking with you later to understand what they're trying to distract us from. But, Pastor, with your unique perspective from South Africa, looking at what's now happening here in the U.S., what do you think is really going on?
First of all, Alex, let me say it's an honor to be on with you. I listen to you all the time, and thank you for your voice on sanity in a world full of lies and deceit. But it's the age-old story of divide and conquer. Like in South Africa, what people don't know, De Beers funded the war in Angola to stop the diamonds from coming out of Angola. So here you've got 1 million landmines in Angola. They stir it up as a racial thing. And when in reality, South Africa does not own its gold, it does not own its diamonds. De Beers owns the diamonds, and Anglo-American owns the gold. And that was all done by a man called Jan Smuts, who was prime minister of South Africa, went to Cambridge, was going to fall out of university. He was conscripted by a wealthy man, took him under his wing. He went back to Kimberley, secured the diamond fields for De Beers, went back to the Transvaal, pretended to oppose the British, but actually secured the gold fields for Anglo-American. And he rode down the Pall Mall with the Queen. What is an Afrikaner, a white Afrikaner, riding down the Pall Mall with the Queen of England if he didn't sell out to the system? So basically, high treason was committed in our country by a man who was supposed to be the leader of our nation, who sold out our diamonds and our gold. And of course, if they get white and black to fight each other, then while we're fighting each other and everybody's distracted, they steal everything that we have. I was just in South Africa, and I was on national television across the nation, and I challenged everybody. I challenged my African brothers. I said, you have had your own government for 20 years. Is it any better? Absolutely not. It's more unemployment. There's more trouble there right now because, basically, they can put the puppets in power, but he who pays the piper calls the tune. And so until we deal with the money system of the globe, the politicians, the next one will be out of office, the next one will be in, and he will play to the highest bidder. As in America right now, we've got $4 billion a year coming through the hands of the lobby groups into the hands of the Congress and the Senate. And it is stuff like this that just angers me, and I'm gonna do whatever I can in every way possible to speak out against it and to challenge those in power that they need to repent and get right with God. People, it's almost like people have lost the fear of God, and they don't realize that they're going to stand before God and give an account of what they've done on the earth, and especially with humanity.
Well, that's it. We know that civilizations go through cycles. We're going into a very decadent part of the cycle right now. The question is, how bad will it get before people realize that the wages of corruption, the wages of sin, are death? And we're talking about political corruption, social corruption. For those that don't know about what happened in Africa, from my layman research, there were certainly problems, but it wasn't just black against white. It was ANC against Zulu and Afrikaner against the British, and people don't know about the Boer War. They don't know about Cecil Rhodes. But from what I've researched, it's very simple. The big British interest, not even the British people, came in over the last 115 years, took over the gold, took over the diamonds, took over all the major resources, and then to defeat the indigenous, not indigenous, but more indigenous than the British, the Dutch, who'd been there first, they started playing different tribes off against each other. And They just sent Mandela in, the communist, to then pose as this heavenly savior, because the television told us so. And now what, the murder rate's about five times what it was. Unemployment's almost double what it was. I've seen the numbers. I've even seen polls in South Africa where the majority of blacks in many areas want to go back. Well, I wouldn't go back to apartheid. I would try to go to something better where the people actually get the resources. And that's exactly what's happening here.
Some places, 65% unemployment. But let me just tell you, Alex, the people are waking up. A former head of the South African Reserve Bank just came up with a book called Inside the South African Reserve Bank, Its Origin and Secret Exposed. And there's a whole group of people that are rising up to sue the South African Reserve Bank for its money creation and what's going on. And I found a group in England. I was just in London last week. I met with a group called Positive Money, and they're doing the same thing. For the first time in 170 years, British Parliament heard about money creation. So I would say that people are getting themselves in the corner and they're coming out. I just don't know what it's going to take the American people to wake up and realize what's going on. It's like I talk to many ministers. They don't want to listen to what I'm saying. But I promise you that what's taking place right now is all it. And what they want to do is create the place to be total lawlessness and to have a situation where we can't trust the police. Then they're going to bring in the NATO troops, and we are going to martial law. I mean, that's the next step on the agenda, apart from going house to house and gun confiscation, all driven by United Nations Agenda 21. And so I find myself, you know, obviously we go around, we preach the gospel. We went into Washington, D.C. back in July. C. O'Brien came and joined me. 15 nights, I preached the gospel 400 yards from the White House. I exposed the whole system, the Federal Reserve, the IRS, and all the wickedness that's going on. And then during the day, we went into the Congress and the Senate. And I met with many people, both sides of the aisle. One Democratic senator looked at me and he said to me, "Sir, when you come to Washington, you have to decide, are you going to sell your soul?" Then he looked at me and said, "I have not sold my soul." But he said, "Sir, we are an industrial military complex and we are run by offshore banks." And then another congressman looked at me when I told him what's going on with the global money system. He said, "How do you know all this?" He said, "You and probably 10 congressmen in America know what's happening in the money system." And here's what he said to me. He said, "When it all collapses," he said, "there will be no food in the stores." And he said, "within 12 hours, there will be riots." And he said, "we will go to martial law." So there are people on the inside of the system that are trying to do their best. They just don't know what to do because obviously the whole system is controlled by our wonderful Federal Reserve.
Let me just inject here and then get C.L. Bryant's take on this. The big picture of why they're playing us off against each other. They have engineered a collapse so that they can break us fully and basically force us all onto welfare. That is Agenda 21. That is Cloward and Piven. That's the model they've used in the black community. It's what the social engineers, Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood want. They are diabolical demons. And the minute people realize that is the minute we start changing this. And the same British model that took over South Africa is now taking over America. It's multinational. And as you said, when I talk to congressmen and senators privately A lot of them that you don't hear on the show, folks. I'll just leave it at that. And generals, they go, no, you're absolutely right. What you say is what's going on. And they said, if the American people only knew, it's the ignorance that allows it. That's why we're here. Pastor Bryant, your take on what Mr. Brown was just speaking about and your overall take on any hope for this country.
This is why I wanted you to, I wanted to introduce you to Rodney Howard Brown. It's because his view, your view, my view, these are the views that, in fact, can enlighten and save our nation, our republic. Black people don't realize that they have been a test case, a test tube case for what is happening for 40 years, 50 years. There is an underclass, as has been created in South Africa, that is being created right now by the Obama policy. Obama was, in fact, a pawn, a puppet of those who want to bring this about. He's failed in everything else but this. Even the amnesty thing that is coming about is, in fact, a part of a design. There is a design to bring America to its knees. And black people need to understand, especially those clowns who are rioting in the street, that if, in fact, there is any other place on this globe where they would want to be black, then they need to go there. And Rodney Howard Brown, Pastor Brown, can certainly tell you that they do not want to go to South Africa. And there's no other place that I can possibly name that black people would experience the benefit, the wealth, even if you're poor, that they have being able to experience in America. And so my take on all of this is that there is an awakening that must take place in this country, or in fact, there will be martial law and there will be an underclass that will help drive it. And Al Sharpton and his minions, people like him, even Eric Holder.
They're in the driver's seat. Stay there, C.L. Bryant. Coming right back to you. Powerful information.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, he helped found three different tea parties. He's a successful radio host, very successful pastor, author, researcher, filmmaker. C.L. Bryant is his name, clbryant.net. And he's my type of activist for freedom. I mean, he's out there on every media platform he can, and he's reaching millions of people with the truth. And if more of us start doing that, it's game over. It's game over, ladies and gentlemen. And then we can see real prosperity and people really getting along and really coming together. Makes me so angry, the race baiting and the division and trying to push people into the globalist-run CIA, hip-hop, gangster culture, and the whole rebellious establishment music culture. It's been declassified that they want to wreck our youth. Not the government in general, but the social engineering elements of the private central banks that are in control. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, De Beers that he was listing earlier that has a worldwide diamond monopoly. Do you know why there are so many movies where there's villains in Africa, black villains, that have black slaves in the Congo or wherever mining diamonds and gold? Now, in some cases, there's stuff like that. I've studied it. Had documentary filmmakers, mercenaries on, and I want his colleague to correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. But in most movies, when you see Leonardo DiCaprio finding out that there's an evil African country secretly selling diamonds and they're blood diamonds, they're only blood diamonds when somebody in a country or a region is mining diamonds on their own or through a government to sell them on the market. And De Beers and the Oppenheimers, on record, will send in helicopter gunships to take you out, just outside of law. I remember an article in 99 in New Yorker magazine bragging about it. My dad, on the side, just because he went to college with some of them, knew a major South African family that was in the diamond business, was one of the only families ever to develop a diamond mine outside of De Beers. And then Clinton ordered it an environmental zone in Arkansas, and they bought them out for $4 billion. My dad's friends developed those mines in Arkansas. There's diamonds all over the place. They're semi-precious. They're like agates. I mean, they're near worthless, but people will pay a five-year salary to get their wife one. It's all mind control. And I'm kind of segueing off, but it shows the type of emotionalism that goes on. The real blood diamonds are the certified safe by the UN and De Beers. That just shows the triumph of fraud over reality. They don't want Africa with its incredible resources to actually go to the Africans. So every time some country starts building up, I mean, look at what they've done in, you know, different areas, kicking all the whites out with the UN there promoting it because they want Africa to collapse. I'm going to go back to Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of Revival.com. I wanted to have C.L. Bryant finish his point about Al Sharpton and Eric Holder and all of these guys who know exactly what they're doing. And I think you were about to say, when there is martial law or a race war, if they can get it, that it's on their hands. Or I don't want to finish your sentence. What were you about to say when the break cut you off, Pastor?
When the break cut me off, there is a race war that is brewing. It is one that is by design of this government. And you have people under the guise of reverend, like Reverend Al Sharpton, who has never passed a church. Neither has Reverend Jesse Jackson. I've pastored three churches. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is very successful in pastoring the river. But the church itself, in so many cases, and pastors, Alex, in so many cases, are complicit in their silence of what is going on. They don't want to know. They're like the ostrich, who, in fact, have their faces, their heads in the sand. And they certainly don't want to tell their congregants what's going on, because so many of them have actually, not all, but so many of them have actually sold their soul to the system in order to keep their doors open, so they think.
You're right. We have a book available at InfoWarsStore.com by Pastor Chuck Baldwin called Romans 13, written with his son who's a constitutional lawyer. And they use Romans 13 out of context. If Romans 13 was believed in the context Hitler used it for, or our government uses it for, pastors, I'd like you to both comment on this, then Jesus should have followed his orders, or the disciples, or the folks in the fiery furnace or the lion's den should have done what government told them. If all government is basically by God, boy, they've really twisted that, haven't they?
Alex, there are fiery furnaces in front of us now, and those who will bow down will, in fact, be trampled by the government system. And Pastor Brown and I have talked about this on so many occasions, and he is a wealth of knowledge and the grand scheme of things. He's really able to pull it together. I do want to yield to him at this point. I really think people need to hear what he has to say.
You better. We'll have him back by himself, and you back by himself as well, Mr. Bryant. But sure, before we get into South Africa parallels, how they don't let Africa have its own resources, any gold or diamonds by an African country is a blood diamond. This is the type of word games they play. I want you to comment on that. Also, the martial law that C.L. Bryant says is coming. But specifically, Romans 13, that was Hitler's favorite Bible passage.
And when you look at the passage that Hitler loved, when you look at the powers that are ordained here, when you look at that, Hitler was also very much into Darwinism. Darwin was one of Hitler's favorite reads. Why? Because unbeknownst to so many who push the present-day school system, Common Core, and all of that, Darwin was a racist. And we need to understand that so many things that are happening under
Well, that was the Margaret Sanger, Rockefeller, Darwinian eugenics plan. That's what it is by stealth. Absolutely. Going back to the other pastor, Howard Brown, your take on Romans 13 and then expanding.
Well, I mean, I believe we need to stand up for righteousness as a man of God. If I see those in power breaking the law, then I'm going to go and get in their face. I mean, the bottom line is people in government are elected by us. They are there to serve us. We don't serve them. We don't bow down to them. When I walked into the Capitol and met with congressmen and senators in the House and the Senate, and I spoke direct to them, some of them I had 3 or 5 minutes with, but I said, look, you might be out of office in 4 or 5 years. I'm still going to be in the ministry, so I'm going to talk straight. I'm not here to be liked. I'm not looking for your vote, but I'm here to warn you that we are on the brink of a total collapse of our society. Yeah, we've got $85 billion a month being sucked out of our nation through the offshore banking cartels propping up Wall Street. They are raping and pillaging our nation. You've got 27 million African-American babies aborted through Planned Parenthood, and no one says anything about it. They just leave it alone. So I believe that we have to stand up and come against the system that is wicked. I don't believe that because we're Christians that we go lie down and just let them roll over us. Absolutely not. If they think that we're going to be quiet, let me tell you right now, it'll be a cold day in hell with the devil singing Frosty the Snowman before I shut up. I'm not going to shut up. And I am an American, and I raise my hand to pledge to defend the Constitution, and that means the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, and I'll do whatever it takes. So they should never have sworn me in as a citizen, because you've got a problem now. You've got somebody who really believes in the Constitution and is going to stand up against tyranny. And so I know that there's a group of ministers that once a year they have what they call one Sunday for Freedom Sunday. So they called me and they said, would you like to join us? I said, no, every Sunday is Pulpit Freedom Sunday. I said, we are reaching into the inner cities, Alec, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Our crime rate in Hillsborough County is down 64%, according to the Tampa Police Department, the FBI. They don't know why, but we are going house to house. We're praying with people. We're giving people opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We are raising all of our people to go out, and then I bus people in from the inner cities. Our church is totally integrated, and we have to reach the inner cities of America, because this is the boiling pot. That if the money system collapses, there'll be no food, and the riots are going to happen, and then we're going to martial law, if not civil war, all those at the same time. Because I know that the moment they go to martial law, that means the confiscation of the American Second Amendment, and that ain't going to happen. Not where I live here in Florida. So, you know, I'm very passionate about it and very bold about it, but I really believe that.
Well, you got the floor. Keep elaborating the parallels you've seen in South Africa and now what's happening here today, Pastor.
Well, it's a whole bait and switch. So basically, while the American people are fighting each other, while they caught up with television, while they caught up in the NFL, NBA, American Idol, watching the movies, going to Starbucks, as long as they can go shopping at Walmart, all of their rights and privileges are being taken away. In South Africa, we've watched a total erosion of the people's rights under the cartel that runs the place. There's nothing more than a mafioso operation. And I'm going to be back the end of February and end of March, and I'm going to be speaking to people in the government and really warning them, we can turn this thing around. I don't believe that this thing is too far gone in America. I believe there are many people waking up. Alex, you have a very big audience. You look what you did to Piers Morgan. That was phenomenal. I thank God that you got rid of him. but I believe that we can see America turned around. And the only hope for America is another great spiritual awakening. In 1700s, if you look at the condition of America, it then came a first great awakening. The 1800s was the same thing. And I believe another spiritual great awakening will turn America back. And that's what we are trusting for in South Africa and, of course, in the United Kingdom. Because every time people coming back to their spiritual roots and coming back to God, then it sets the New World Order back. It sets the global agenda back. And I'll just tell you, they're not ahead of the plan. They are behind. These guys are 10 to 15 years behind. And they are getting impatient right now, and they're trying to preempt something. But we are praying. We've got our whole church praying. We have all-night prayer meetings. We have a prayer chain. People are praying for America. We're praying that whatever is hidden, whatever is done behind closed doors is leaked out, and that the Lord unravel the plan of the wicked over this nation. And then I'm doing my best to mobilize the pastors to train their people, get them out of the system, get them off of the government aid, government support, get them off of the food stamp, getting everybody to grow their own food, get everybody onto organic food, get their own, you know, water supply. I mean, we've got
That's why they want to take culture and God away from us, because then even if you're poor, you don't feel pathetic and won't give your soul over to the New World Order. They really do traffic in the souls of men. They really do want to shut our jobs down so people don't feel self-respectable. They really want to promote thugism and gangsterism to ensnare our youth. I've talked to top people in MTV, top musicians, and confirmed what's always been a rumor out there. It is so cold-blooded. How the system wants to dumb us down so they can literally enslave not just us physically, but our minds. Is this modern system not slavery? Is Cloward and Piven not slavery?
It's total slavery to the debt system. Every American, the moment you're born, you're part of the collateral of the system, which really, if you look at America, basically on paper, we are a corporation. So that's why if they lose a couple of citizens, it's just collateral damage. That's why we got all the illegals coming across our borders, because they can make them legal citizens, put them on the system, get them to vote, change the Constitution. And we have to, as American citizens, we have to stand up and draw a line in the sand. And I'm going back to Washington, D.C. next July for 8 days. I encourage people to come stand. If you want to come speak, Alec, you're welcome to come stand with me. I'm right in the shadow of the White House in the Constitution Hall. And I'm going into the Congress every day, the Senate, and really talking straight to these men that are in power. We have to turn this thing around because the handwriting's on the wall. We stand on the brink of total collapse. And most people, they don't want to hear what I'm saying, but America's not ready for what's coming. In 1999, I went to Madison Square Garden. I rented the garden for 6 weeks. We had over 48,000 conversions, but I preached a message on the 30th of July, 99, there's a storm coming. Talked about the rise of terrorism. Talked about nations plotting the downfall of America as we speak. Talked about the fact that America is not ready for what's coming. And then I asked the question, what would happen if a missile struck New York City? That was 2 years before 9/11, 2 years before those planes hit the towers. I stood there at great cost to our ministry. We almost bankrupted our ministry. That event cost us $6.7 million. But the Lord helped us, and we came through the other side. The event in D.C. cost us 1.2, but we paid cash for that, and God helped us do that. And, Alex, we are doing everything we can, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, mobilizing everybody to wake America up. This is like deja vu. This is like Groundhog Day. Everything we saw happen in Southern Africa, we see happening here. The whole censorship of the media, the whole how the media just puts out the same drivel. You can't believe one word that the media tell you. And so I'm very glad about alternative media, about InfoWars, PrisonPlanet.com, Drudge Report, Breitbart News, and all of the alternative media that's out there, because we have to get the word out. We've got to wake the American people up, and we've got to tell Americans they've got to cry out to God and come back before it's too late, because I promise you, let me just say this. I did a show a few weeks ago, and I talked about the camps that are being built. I received a call from a man in Kentucky, very wealthy businessman. And he said to me, he said, I don't know what to tell you. He said, but somebody told me to call you because you would understand. He said, I'm a contractor. I do major developments. And he said, some of my people work other jobs. And he said, they just have connected gas to these gas chambers. He said, do you know anything about it? I said, look, I said, anything's possible with the total corruption of the system. And I mentioned that on the radio. I mean, we got attacked left, right, and center. They said Howard Brown says Obama's building concentration camps and gas chambers. Listen, it don't matter if it's Obama. The next president's going to do the same thing. And the previous president. The last real president we had was John F. Kennedy. And that's why they put a bullet in him, because he's going to shut the system down. Yes, Reagan came out the blue, but they put old man Bush to watch him because he was the head of the CIA. This whole thing is cooked. And you could see it when Mandela died. On Air Force One, heading to South Africa. Guess who's on Air Force One? The Bushes, the Clintons, and the Obamas. What does that mean? It's a club. The whole thing is a club. The whole thing is cooked. And as long as Americans keep thinking, oh, I'm voting for my man in the Democrat and I vote for my man in the Republican, they both are the same. When are people going to wake up and realize that this is a government by the people, of the people, for the people, we the people? We must stand up and we must say no. You're not going
to
do this.
No, I hear you. It's clear we need to have Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of Revival.com back on. I owe C.L. Bryant for telling us to get him on. Man, this guy's on fire, and so is C.L. Bryant. That's amazing. Well, let's try to set some brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere to have a revival in this country, a revival of reality, folks, and recognizing good from evil. Stay with us.
Took it all away. The lanes and the
all right, our guest will be with us for a little bit in the next hour. Then we've got Dr. Steve Pachenik coming on about the torture report. We're going to be deciphering what's really going on behind the scenes. Before we go any further, I just want to say this. We'll have both these men back on the show. There is a storm coming. The vanguard of it's already hit. There is a great tyranny taking place worldwide. And if you notice, it's standardized all over the world. It looks the same. It acts the same. It turns the people against each other. It impoverishes. It is a planetary world government being established. Its main drive is eugenics or reducing population. It comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Even if you don't believe in the devil, which, of course, I do, it is the manifestation. Humans are manifesting this regardless. This is real. And the preparations for collapse are taking place everywhere. This hour of the radio broadcast is brought to you by Secret 12, our proprietary blend of super organic methylcobalamin and one other form of vitamin B12. If you have a deficiency in vitamin B12, it causes so many problems. Most of it is synthetic and unabsorbable. This is totally absorbable. Sold out for weeks due to difficult proprietary processing. Back in stock and limited supply. With back order within 1 week of launch. Last shipment until 2015. Can take weeks or months for supply to arrive. Most bioactive, bioavailable form using our proprietary process. A nutraceutical grade, proprietary B12 taken by mouth, no needles, no injections. Two key forms of bioactive and super powerful B12. One of them I can't pronounce. And methylcobalamin in one synergistic blend. Secure yours now before we blast it out to our email list tonight. We expect our limited supply to sell out. Get it before December 17th for guaranteed Christmas delivery. And your purchase of things like Secret 12, Silver Bullet, Supermel Vitality, and the other great nutraceutical products at InfoWarsLife.com makes this radio, TV, media operation possible. And so you're funding a platform to really try to raise the alarm and warn the people. So I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We're going to break here. Just 4 or 5 minutes left with each one of you. Reverend C.L. Bryant, I can see why you recommended getting Rodney Howard Brown on. He really speaks with authority. And more importantly, his information is right on target.
And the model of his church, and of course, my pastor, James A. McMinnis, is also the pastor of an interracial church in a city like Shreveport, Louisiana, where I'm from, the last city to concede defeat in the Civil War, where old ways die hard. You have a church that we preach to over 3,000 people every Sunday. And so I would recommend that you speak with him as well, because ministers, pastors, the church is going to have to lead this particular fight. Men of courage, men who will not back down from the principle, who will not yield to the politics, but will stand on the principle of God's word and their personal convictions that are anchored in that word. That's why Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is a dear friend of mine, and this is why my personal pastor, of course, I'm the pastor at large around the nation, but my personal pastor, Pastor James A. McMinnis, is also someone who has those same convictions.
Well, it was the church that led the Revolutionary War in 1776, and now the government's come in with faith-based initiatives and the rest of it and taken it over, and that's why we're in so much trouble. That's why they push all this immorality on purpose, is to obviously make us servile, mindless, and childlike. We're going to come back with five more minutes with both of you. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Revival.com is Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's website. CLBryant.net is Reverend C.L. Bryant's site. Can't wait to have him back up when his new book comes out. Finishing up, men, going back to Pastor Brown, other points you'd like to add, other things you'd like to say to the people out there?
When I was in Washington, D.C., right off to one of the night meetings, a man walked up to me, and he shook my hand. He said, I work for the Federal Reserve. So I burst out laughing. And then he looked at me and said, everything you're saying is true. And I said, well, I know that because I've studied. I've got all the books on the whole thing, because I realized when I was a kid growing up in South Africa, I always thought to myself, something's wrong with this picture. And I just, you know, couldn't really understand. I got a hold of that book, the same book that got you turned on, which called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. My mom and dad had their books. I read that book, but no one really said too much about it. And then, of course, I came to America, and here we are in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I'm just focused on the church and revival and getting everybody back to their first love. But about 5 years ago, the Lord really spoke to me and showed me what's going on. It was like a shock to me. Alex, I have to be honest with you. I cried for 2 days over America. I could not believe that the America that I came to know and love is not what it seems, that it's really a facade. It's like Disney World. It shocked me to the core. And I realized that I have to wake the churches up and get the pastors on board and mobilize the people. If you can believe it, I'm starting gun clubs in churches.
Amazing.
Kind of radical. But if we don't have our Second Amendment, we won't have the First Amendment. And so I appreciate so much what you're doing. We want you to know that we're praying for you. Don't worry about the critics. As we always say, the dogs bark, but the caravan keeps moving. And the fact of the matter is that 100 years from today, in eternity, you and I will look at each other and we will say we were not quiet. And we did not shut up, but we were bold to tell the truth and to stand up for what is right. And so I salute you, Alex.
No, I salute you. We're all in this together to try to get justice. And as you pointed out, of the 50-something million people aborted, half of them are black or more. You'll never hear that out of Jesse Jackson's mouth or out of Al Sharpton's race-baiting evil FBI mouth. It's just so sickeningly corrupt. And we just need to alert and warn the people. And as you said, and as Reverend Bryant said, there is an awakening happening, but the enemy's coming in to try to stop that. And as you said, the globalists are about 15 years behind. They're scared. They're not invincible. Closing comments, Reverend Bryant.
Alex, when 43% of all abortions in this nation are performed by 13% of the population, there's something terribly wrong with those figures. How can black folks be upside down in that type of massacre if there's not a design to it? And then how can black people support a party that is, in fact, contributing to the mass genocide of the people? And so I encourage everyone to follow me at RevCLBryant, at RevCLBryant, and our website is under construction. We're about to go syndication with our radio show, and love to talk to you about it. The new movie will be out soon, Red, White, and Black. If you like Runaway Slave, you'll love this.
Man, and I love the names. I love the names you come up with, but also the content. It's so exciting. I mean, you're writing books, you're making films, you're reaching millions of people. You are the answer, Mr. Bryant. People like you and your spirit. And I know this isn't a love fest today. It's just that it's exciting for the three of us and all the listeners to think about the fact we're fighting back. We're going to have high morale. We know how the book ends.
Absolutely. And we win.
Yeah, Alex, one more thing. People say, what can I do? One woman took prayer out of schools. One person, full of the fire of God, can make a change in a nation. Just like people like John Wesley and what happened in England, Wilberforce, and we've got to do it in America. We have to do it.
Well, that's why they're scared of the First Amendment. They know that fire is waiting. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Lies! Lies!
We've called you together to inform you that we're going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center?
Lies.
Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
I'm on a mission to never forget. 3,000 people that I've never met. We want some answers and all that we get. Some kind of shit about a terrorist.
Talk about who exposed lies. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations on some of their boards at the time. And he came on my show back in early 2002 and said 9/11 was completely staged. That radical Islamic groups were being funded and allowed to operate by our government. That Bin Laden had already been dead. That his dead body would be rolled out later as a victory. Later, Walter Cronkite, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, and a bunch of others came out and seconded what he said in 2004. And said Bush better not roll out the dead body, so I guess Obama did it later. WikiLeaks document showed that Pachinik and I were both attacked by Stratfor, very upset about the fact that we were saying it wasn't true. He got visited by MI6 and a bunch of other people. I got visited as well, and that was a meeting off record, so I'm not going to get into it and say by who. But, I mean, this is getting to the point where major agencies, foreign agencies, are sending people. I can go online, and there's a famous person coming to see me. I mean, it's getting to that point where they're sniffing around deciding, I guess, whether they're going to put a bullet in my head or whatever. But the good news is the info's already out there. All you kill me, you just make it that much more popular. You kill Pachinik, that happens. Now, Pachinik, I don't want to call him a slippery cat. But he's not like Bill Clinton. I think he's an honorable guy. But he is, you know, on the inside, the head of psych warfare for the State Department that was over all the major agencies, ran the Camp David Accords, co-wrote a bunch of books with Tom Clancy. He is the composite character that the Jack Ryan's based on, produced a bunch of Hollywood films as well. He's a medical doctor, psychiatrist, and was also a well above captain in the Navy, part of a lot of secret operations, part of founding Delta Force. And a lot of the audience loves him. Some of the audience hates him. But you always get interesting information. He's got a new book coming out, Steve Pachinik Talks. We'll certainly be reading that and carrying it at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find it at StevePachinik.com. And he joins us to talk about the torture report. I'll tell you my view on the torture. I think torture is extremely effective. I don't think it's effective at getting real information. I don't think it's effective at winning just wars. I think it's effective at getting fake information, fake false testimonies and confessions, terrorizing populations. And it's very effective at discrediting everything the government does. It's very effective at making you wear the black hat. It's a great way to demonize America, part of the globalist program. One famous individual said the purpose of torture is not getting information. It's spreading fear. Eduardo Galeano. And, yeah, that's a big part of it as well. What do you think tasers are, or the misuse of them and pain compliance? But the reason, yeah, Obama's trying to score points on this right now. The intel I've got is that's still going on. I mean, Joe Biggs was a staff sergeant in the Army in Afghanistan and Iraq, three tours, happened to have Hastings embedded with him in two of those operations, and they saw some of the biggest battles out there because Biggs always wanted to go where the fighting was. And the Army, they'll send you if you want to do that. And those were written about. But my point is, it's on record. He did the things he says he did. One of his big jobs was delivering people for torture. In fact, I think we ought to later get, I said it earlier, get Biggs in here to talk about torture. He should be on tomorrow. He should be on a lot. Because he would deliver people for torture, and sometimes they didn't come out. And guess who was there? DEA, FBI, CIA, you name it. It was all about drug trade, folks. Nothing to do with torturing real terrorists. So there are people getting tortured. It's just not for what you think. They got black sites everywhere. Camp X-Ray has a psychiatric facility within it run by the CIA where they admit they do sexual torture, you name it. Some of that's in the report. It's testing torture. It's a laboratory, but not with white lab mice. It's with 14-year-olds, 16-year-olds, you name it, who 8 years later get deployed as the heads of ISIS. So I see it as a ground to find the psychological candidates to actually be cutouts to lead some of these shadow quack armies like ISIS. Now, that's my view from researching the history. We'll see if former psych warfare chief and, you know, black ops tricks master Steve Pachinik agrees or disagrees. That's quite a compendium I just threw out there, Doc. What do you say?
What I say is, as usual, you're my buddy, you're my friend, and I think you're not wrong, but let me amplify the whole issue, why this came out now. You see, you and I talked about the entire torture a year and a half ago, Alex, and your audience had a detailed report from both you and me during the Boston Massacre, where exactly the exposure of 6,000 pages of torture documents were made by Asa Hutchinson and James Jones, implicating Hayden, implicating Brennan, implicating Bush, implicating Jeb, implicating a whole bunch of people and the neocons that we've talked about. So this came out in a year and a half ago. The question I want to tell your audience and the issue I want to bring up is, why was this brought up now today? And in my opinion, it was brought up not because torture has stopped, and not because it has absolved anybody of anything. On the contrary, it continues. And the CIA really doesn't care. It doesn't care what you think. It doesn't care what I think. It doesn't care what the president thinks. Why? Because this exposure by Feinstein is nothing more than an absolution of the Senate Intelligence Committee led by Dianne Feinstein and Jay Rockefeller, both who are leaving. And it's basically an absolution to say, oh, we didn't know about the torture, but 8 years later we went into detail, and they revealed everything that you and I and the audience knew for 8 years.
So it's a giant butt covering. It's a giant butt covering operation.
Yes, that's the first part. The second part is the issue that you and I started 13 years ago, and they can't get away from it, and the audience knows this. And this is a complete distraction, again, from the Osama bin Laden false story, because if you notice what comes out in the torture, Jose Rodriguez, this Puerto Rican little nothing, says, yes, I'm in charge of the torture, and I was the one that got the information to get Osama bin Laden. Well, we know he was dead. We know that 9/11 was a stand down. We know the Osama bin Laden SEAL raid was nonsense. We know Zero Dark 30 was nonsense. So what's coming out again is they're trying through another technique, the CIA and the administration, Obama, because he said he killed Osama bin Laden. Well, he killed nobody, and the CIA never killed Osama bin Laden because Osama bin Laden was already dead under Clinton when Clinton sent Dr. Dooley from the CIA to the Dubai hospital. So this is another way of getting to the Osama bin Laden story, which is another lie. In other words, the CIA and the administration, Obama, who is a CIA born and bred product of a single mother who was in the CIA, a maternal grandfather and grandfather who were in the CIA with a missing father, classical profile of the individual that's recruited by the CIA, as was Bill Clinton, with no father and a single mother. You see this repetitive strain of the personality profile. They're absolving Obama and saying, in effect, yes, he killed Osama bin Laden, and these were the facts that led to Osama bin Laden, all of which are lies. So this is, again, a distraction to absolve the senators, to say that Obama really isn't CIA and really did kill Osama bin Laden. We know that's not true. Where there's a Osama bin Laden, we know that's a lie. And then on top of that, they indicted themselves to avoid the very issue of 9/11 and stand down. And as you see, what they try to do is say, oh, Bush Jr., that moron who knew exactly what he was doing along with Cheney, the most nefarious and cowardly of all people, because he refused to serve our government 11 times. They basically are said that they didn't know about this, and so they blame Addington and a bunch of their junior people. So it makes Bush Jr. look as if he was really a hero coming forth to protect the CIA, when in fact he was covered by the CIA. So it avoids the issue of 9/11. Then we get down to another indictment that this whole drama of the absurd is creating, and that is the indictment of media exposition of the Anderson Coopers, the fair-haired, effete young men from Yale who had CIA internships, and they leaked out information. And as you will see in the report, they leaked out information to various people on the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere. And what you're seeing, and you'll say to yourself, but this sounds crazy, and the answer is no. The CIA is a reptilian organization. It's pretty much like a squid that will lose one arm, cut off another arm, so that it can regenerate again. Its only purpose is never to deny its existence, but to continue its nefarious existence, and it will cut off anybody who works with it, for it, or on it, and it doesn't matter whom, whether it's John F. Kennedy, whether it's someone like Nixon who intervenes with it because he's not part of it, whether it's a Romney, whether it's a Reagan who was not part of it, and whether it was Bush who was part of it, whether it was Bill and Hillary Clinton, both very much steeped in the CIA because they were both at Yale. Bill Clinton reported to the CIA when he was on an Oxford scholarship. He denies it, but if you vet him out, and again, he's slippery, Bill, he'll lie all the time. He is a CIA operative and informant, as was Hillary. She was on the impeachment committee for Nixon, which by definition meant she worked for the CIA. She received the money on 9/11 to give to the victims, and is still part of the CIA. So this is a way of cleaning the deck as well for Jeb Bush to run, who is also part of this family of the CIA.
All right, doctor, stay there. We got to go to break. Riveting stuff. I agree with what you're saying. It's just prima facie evidence right there. What comes next? Stay with us.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid,
many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
We've got Dr. Steve Pachinik riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. I know folks want to talk to him, so if you've got questions or comments, quick questions or comments, we will start taking your calls at about 45 after or so. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, to call in on this Wednesday, the 10th day of December, 2014. 800-259-9231. But we're just doing quick questions, so he can answer and we can move to the next person. 800-259-9231. Also, we'll briefly talk about his new book coming out. I want to do a whole interview on the book in the near future. But before we get to that, I overall agree with what you're saying. It makes perfect sense. Plus, as you said, they can inject all the fake narratives into a report that exposes them. I just invented a new word, that supposedly exposes them. But on top of that, at the same time, it's kind of like NSA spying. It's illegal. They deny it. It comes out. And then they use the whole process of investigating it to come up with solutions that basically codify it and legitimize it.
Correct. Nothing will be done. Absolutely, this entire report will not even nick the CIA's ability to continue to lie, distort, and deny and create illegal activity. All this report did was to absolve Obama from being corrupt and illegal in his war act. It allowed Hillary Clinton to run with the notion that she had nothing to do with 9/11 and the stand down, although her husband was involved in rendition along with Sandy Berger. And it will clear Jeb Bush's name in the name of his brother, George Bush, who didn't know about the 9/11 stand down and the torture, and in fact will implicate Jeb Bush. So really what this has done paradoxically in the narrative is to compound the story that you and I first discovered 13 years ago that all of this is a lie. The 9/11 stand down was, in fact, a false flag. Our own government attacked us. Osama bin Laden was already dead. But that story cannot die, Judge and Alex, because you and I will not allow it to die. And the American public now believes 78 to 80% believe that Osama bin Laden was already dead. They don't believe the SEAL story. They can't believe Mac Raven, a lying head of a SEAL team. And then again, the SEAL teams have failed. They failed time after time, and then instead they write reports, and then a guy like Jose Rodriguez, the head of the counterterrorism office, goes to Kathy Bigelow, the head, the director of the movie Zero Dark Thirty, and in detail, under the directions of John Brennan, gives her a detailed account of a false narrative of how they assaulted Osama bin Laden, who's already dead.
Let me shift gears. Let me shift gears into a couple other subjects, just because they're interesting factoids. Yeah. Why do they try to pick fatherless boys for this CIA role? Is it the state becomes their father, A? And then B, why don't you ever see the Army in these Navy SEAL-type movies where they're the supermen? I mean, the Navy pushing Navy SEALs as God is really starting to get ridiculous.
Well, you asked two excellent questions. I'll quickly answer. Number one, the fatherless son is a totally absent son. That they in fact, become the surrogate father. They know the son is vulnerable. Both Obama, Barry Sorrell, and Bill Clinton were involved in sex, drugs, and other activity, so that they could be compromised. What the CIA always looks for is for a man or a woman who can be easily compromised and used at any time and can be indicted or thrown away or neutralized. The second part is the Army is much more sophisticated. Under Dempsey and under various other generals, the special forces and units out of Fort Bragg and elsewhere have been instructed never to speak up. The reason why the SEALs have been a failure is because of Admiral Mueller, whose father was part of a publicity machinery from the William Morris Agency, Admiral McRaven, who was a total disaster and was a loudmouth, as was Stan McChrystal. These were all narcissists. The SEALs were a failure during the Reagan administration. 13 of them died on the way to Grenada when I was involved in that false, you know, attempt to attack Grenada. And they couldn't explain why 13 SEALs drowned on a raft when they were trained to be underwater. So SEALs have always been a secondary quality and a secondary class of gamesmanship. But they've been the first one to run to the movies, run and make movies about themselves, whereas the other units, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, and other special units that I will not get into, have never been heard about, will never be heard about. And under General Martin Dempsey, they will be under strict command. The Navy should be reprimanded. The Chief Naval Operations Officer should have demanded...
Stay there, Doctor. Stay there. We got to come back. Run. We'll be right back with more
on that. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, his new book is out in digital. We're going to try to carry it in hard copy. It's Pechenik Talks. StevePechenik.com. We're going to talk to him in a minute about that. I want listeners to understand something. This broadcast is groundbreaking for all my warts. I don't claim to have all the answers. Sometimes the show's unlistenable. But at the end of the day, we have great reporters, great research. We really are trying to find out the truth, not a bunch of hype. And I want to live in a free, open society, not in a tyranny. And so we wear our bias openly. And it is the high-quality products and the support of our sponsors that makes this entire independent media operation possible that now reaches tens of millions of people conservatively a week and is mainlining reality. And I don't claim to have a corner on that market, but what we say compared to mainstream media is night and day. They're trying to deceive you, trying to dumb you down, trying to make the language smaller, trying to disable you. We are trying to empower you. I believe in an informed population. As Thomas Jefferson said, that's the only way to be free. So please, this Christmas, remember InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, when you're doing your Christmas shopping, your holiday shopping, because whether it's a Molon Labe long-sleeve camo shirt or a woman's black and gold shirt, or whether it's a Molon Labe or George Washington belt buckle, or whether it's commemorative Molon Labe silver coins, only 500 of them, that funds our operation at InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com. When you buy our proprietary vitamin B12, Secret 12 product, which has been sold out for 3 weeks, a limited supply is now back in, you don't just get a high-quality nutraceutical that's so important for your health during these key winter months, and that, by the way, tastes great and kids love. You're funding the operation, so I want to thank you all. You can also get a nightly news membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about 1 minute to sign up. 20 people can use each membership. Nobody's got a subscription service this low. All my films, the nightly news, the Daily Show simulcast, all of it at PrisonPlanet.tv. And mainstream media is so lazy and so stupid, they almost always go, how dare you sell a subscription to your radio show and your website? The daytime radio show is free. There's a free video feed that we have to pay for that your purchases help fund. The nightly news is for subscribers to get HD, to see the nightly news, and so much more. And they understand that. It's about supporting the platform. So we're running half off right now on yearly memberships. Normally, $54.95. Now it's $29.95, or right at half, or a little bit below half. Right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. So if you haven't been a member, try it out. If you are a member, re-up or buy a new membership to share with others. PrisonPlanet.tv. And we built it. You have come. We're trying to grow. We're trying to be as professional as possible. We're trying to do something that the rest of the media has decided not to do. They want to prey on the public instead of empower the public. And if they ever figure out that not lying is what people are looking for, I'll be out of a job. Because there are more talented, smart people than me out there. It's that there's really a vacuum in media, because most people that get into media work under these big corporations that are part of the inside game and still think lying to people is the way to go, but they're extincting themselves. Their ratings are down 95% in 20 years at CNN. MSNBC has a smaller audience than a local radio show. They are a paper tiger. And speaking of that, you got cut off by the break, Dr. Pechenik. Then we'll talk about your book some. You were getting into the fact that, look, nothing against the Navy SEALs. I know some Navy SEALs that are good guys that gave us good intel about the helicopter getting blown up. And but at the same time, anyone I know in the Army Special Forces of any type will say nothing, will tell me nothing. And I know the Army's involved in probably 10 times more than the Navy. And I always just wonder why you never hear from them but hear from the SEALs. And I think it goes to this same narcissism, not of the SEALs, but of their commanders and of the politicians, that they could be seduced into doing this. Because when I look at it, almost everyone at MSNBC or CNN is a former Democratic Party Politico operative. No one wants to look at them, but they don't care. They want to be on TV, so mom thinks they're a star. So they're now on television, even if there's no audience. It does seem like a mass narcissism. You're a psychiatrist. What do you think?
Yes, I think the narcissism has gone through all of our military, including the Army, Air Force, and admirals. You've seen a few generals in the Air Force have been discharged by General Martin Dempsey. You've seen a few Navy commanders have been discharged. We have too many generals, too many admirals. Here's the problem. The CIA is a total product of narcissism. It's a fictitious organization that really thinks it does something. It has done more harm than any good over 30 years. I don't say that because I dislike them. Men I knew were men who came out of the OSS, Don Gregg, James Little, Paul Redman, all who had made their bones in North Korea, South Korea, and been in the military. The problem is it outsourced itself to 80% to make money and to create wars that it could not fight, didn't know what to do. As the report suggested, they have no idea of how to interrogate. Every cop on the beat knows how to interrogate better than they do. Every military policeman knows how to interrogate. Yet the CIA is a complete disaster. They co-opted our Republican system of presidential selections, which has to stop. And that's the key of the American public, to demand that every candidate be completely vetted out. There will be no excuse for skull and bones, no excuse for top secrecy, no excuse for a man like John Kerry, who's part of skull and bones, and George Bush Jr., both skull and bones in the same class that had to be mediated by Fred Smith of FedEx. So that kind of nonsense in the Republic has to stop. If not, then we will go onto the streets and do what we need to. But let me say one thing that your audience has to understand and why I come on your show and only your show mainly. For 13 years, the only thing that really counted in this world was not intelligence, but as Winston Churchill said, the most important variable in any individual is not intelligence or even perseverance, but courage. And I must say to your audience, and you know me, I'm not flattering you, Alex. Alex Jones had more courage than anybody I'd ever met 13 years ago or more when I said the very dangerous statement that I said Osama bin Laden was dead. I know for a fact because I was told by the operatives who were involved in 9/11. 9/11 was a stand down. It was instituted by Bush Jr., by Condoleezza Rice, by Cheney, the most evil of all, who should be exterminated and really put under criminal war trial, by Rumsfeld, by Addington, by Michael Hayden, by George Kennan, by Mueller of the FBI, by Free of the FBI, who had been indicted before as part of a criminal act repeatedly. And so the only man who stood forth was Alex Jones. I come on the show not to propagate or even to instill ideas. I hope everybody checks me out, and I hope they can say whatever they want about me. But I still will stand by my statements because for 13 years, this administration, including three presidents, Bill Clinton, or Bush Jr., and Osama bin Laden, or Obama, that's a Freudian slip, have had a very serious problem overcoming Alex Jones and Dr. Steve Pachenik's statement that Osama bin Laden was never assassinated, was never buried, was buried somewhere at sea, and had a screwed-up narrative. And this is what you're seeing repeatedly. Because once that narrative can no longer be played with, it goes back to Bush Jr., who has to be indicted in the International Court of Law. And Cheney has to be indicted. Michael Hayden, one of the biggest criminals of all, who's a military general, by the way, one of the dumbest that we know in National Military Intelligence Association, which I belong to, by other generals who are four stars, and I will not recognize who they are, he is the dumbest, most corrupt general. And Mr. Risen of the New York Times indicted him before for making illegal activities and continuously lying to the American public that with wiretapping and the constant eavesdropping that he was legal. So Michael Hayden should be in prison. Bennett should be in prison. Peter Gross should be in prison. Bush Jr. should be in prison. Cheney, Rumsfeld, Condi, Steve Hadley. The list goes on and on. But if the American public does not take justice into their own hand and will rely on the legislators, we have failed. We really are in an American revolution. Whether you want to commit tyranny, treason in the face of tyranny, I consider that patriotism. It's exactly what Jefferson had to confront. It's exactly what George Washington confront. But I address this to the Iraqi and Afghani war veterans who were sent in on false pretenses to kill and be killed and be wounded by men who were cowards, namely Bush Jr., Cheney, Clinton, and Obama, men who had never served our country in the military, men who would never serve, and men who were so slick that they lied their way right to the top and continue to lie. Obama is lying as he still is today. He's exceeded executive power and will in time have to come to terms with what's happened to him. Whatever happens to him, be it John F. Kennedy, because he has a Secret Service that can't function well, or whether it will be a Nixonian episode, will he be impeached? Be it as it may. But let no one ever questioned what Alex Jones said 13 years ago and 13 years later. And that's where I stand. I'm not selling anything. If you want to read Dr. Steve talks. That's my book. I wrote it because basically I'm concerned. I wrote it and published it. It's all my blogs between 2012 and 2014 because I believe the internet will be eventually monitored so closely that it will be closed down. As it is now, when I talk to Alex or I write a blog, I know that people upstairs and all over the world are playing around and hacking with my internet. They will be doing so with all of your internets, no matter what you think. So I'm trying to get my statements out as quickly as I can through the Alex Jones Show and through other medium, i.e. my self-publishing, so that eventually you can read the words that were words of freedom and a call to revolution at a time when we will be shut down by DARPA, CIA, DHS, and any other organization that has really no legitimacy over.
Well, let's expand on that, because I personally know that there are these bigger financial interests that have installed these politicos to carry this bipartisan treason out. And whereas I do want to see them brought to justice, if they want to be sent to the island of Alba, I mean, a lot of times cornering these people is more dangerous. We need the political system to realize it's pushing us all over the edge of a cliff. It's doing things that are untenable. It's attacking the free market. It's doing things that are totally predatory while trying to stir up a race war as a political distraction for the political class. What about the people in the system who are just, you know, working for $100,000 a year, $60,000 a year, at the NSA, you know, in the police departments, who I know are questioning all these things and do realize that what's going on is treason, but are too scared of losing their job? I mean, in the end, it's all going to go down anyways. If we don't say no now, we will lose everything. It was Kennedy that said, to paraphrase him, those that make peaceful, you know, revolutions impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I want to restore the republic. I know the word would be revolution because we've already been conquered like Vichy France, but there's got to be some way to have a velvet revolution where it doesn't have to get bloody, because you can see Homeland Security gearing up to fight, you know, the liberty movement, gearing up to go after anybody who's sustainable. But this government's so inept that, I mean, if they actually start a physical civil war, Dr. Pechenik, from your war fighting and psychological experience, how do you think it's going to go? I don't think it'll go very well for those that actually try to enforce it, but I guess the globalists are just going to sit in armored redoubts in D.C., New York, or Switzerland, or Luxembourg, or London, or Monte Carlo. I mean, I think it's when the bankers start realizing we're coming for them. But look at the 36 top bankers dead in 1 year. Look at how many. I mean, there's a lot of secret wars going on, aren't there?
Well, there are, but the key element is the very thing that you and I are using now has been and the instrument that CIA and DARPA created in 73, the internet, is the very instrument of destruction for Obama, for Bush, and for Clinton. And the reason for that is that you and I have been successful by using the internet.
And others.
Now you are speaking to 10 million people, not in New York and in Texas, but all over the world. I get responses from all over the world. And I say to all of you out there, you young people and older who use the internet, use that internet if you have to block, act, or however anonymously you may do it. And I repeat it again, however anonymously you may do it. You can come into these systems and the CIA, because they're very fragile, State Department, Treasury, the White House, and you can hack your way around that. And believe me, there will be no bloodshed, because this government is so incompetent that it had no idea of how many people were in the CDC, namely 16,000 people at $7 billion who did nothing in Ebola. Instead, I had to ask our military and General Dempsey to send 4,000 soldiers of AFRICOM in order to handle Ebola. So the only functional capability we have is really the Army.
Let me ask you this point again.
It has been compromised by Mueller. It has been compromised by Free, Holy. Perhaps it can be turned around by Comey, but I don't think so. Obama has been compromised. The White House is compromised. Bush is compromised. Clinton is compromised. So we have to take now the revolution, the velvet revolution, as you call it, and stream it through the electrons right into the White House, into the legislators, into the CIA, Department of Defense, the FBI, and hit them with every electronic passion that we have. And that is our revolution in America. And the world will follow us because you are that voice. They listen to you.
Well, that's right. The listeners are, and my guests are. I mean, not me so much. But Dr. Pachinik, briefly, why did they send, when the whole Bin Laden announcement got made, I know they sent some agencies over to you. I got some phone calls and then a visit. I mean, what is the point of that? Just pure intimidation?
They're afraid. No. They
well, I was about to say, they were very nice about it. You know, actually crying uncle, yeah.
Well, Alex, you and I have been together kind of informally for a long time. In the beginning, they tried to intimidate you, and you were kind of a little bit concerned. And then I said, just hold the line. One thing that doesn't work is intimidation of an American, particularly Americans like you and I. You were born here. I have worked in our government and used techniques on behalf of our government to take down the Soviet Union, to bring peace to Cambodia, take down the Khmer Rouge. Now, they know what I'm capable of doing. When you use the word slippery, I knew what you meant, and I want your audience to understand what you mean. I know exactly how our intelligence community works, but I also know how to take it apart piece by piece without even using a bullet. They know it. They know that I know it. They know that it can be a disaster if I pull my full force and what I need to do without having to do anything.
All right, stay there, Dr. Pachinik. I want to come back and finish up talking about that straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You know, I rudely gave the number out and did what I do and forgot to go to calls. We got this segment and then this six-minute segment and then five more minutes to go to Mike in Wyoming, Bill, Michael, Mike, and Kevin with Dr. Steve Pachinik. And, Doc, I want to, even though you don't want to talk about yourself, I want to get you back in the next month or so specifically on your book, and we'll talk about that once the show ends coming up. But right now, let's go to Mike in Wyoming. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Pachinik, you being an expert in psychological warfare, I was wondering if you could comment on a story that's on the front page of InfoWars website, which is about these low-flying Apache helicopters and messages being sent out to local citizens on their cell phones.
That's right. The story's on DrudgeReport.com from InfoWars.com. Thousands of cell phone users receive government emergency alert. Kentucky residents told to prepare for action. We're seeing the massive buildup for domestic takeover. What's happening, Doc?
Well, I would not take that seriously. What they're basically doing is, in their attempt, they're trying to intimidate the audience by fear through sending messages. In their sense, they're going to say they're trying to prepare for any kind of emergency. But really what they're trying to do is to create incidences of fear, or what we call the Black Hawk helicopters, or the Apache flying helicopters, or the Hog helicopters coming down at very low flight. They monitor, they send out messages, and then they try to intimidate an audience. Just ignore it or jam it. If you know how to jam the signal, send it back up. And then report it to your local FAA, report it to the local airport.
Yeah, this is basically a conditioning PSYOP, like when they went into Panama.
Correct.
They're preconditioning the public for takeover.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing in 395 Miami Beach. They had a whole special ops program right in front of one of my bridges, and they made it look as if this was really very professional. The problem is the Army, the Navy, and the CIA have been watching too much of their own movies that they created to begin with. For the most part, they're not very effective. For the most part, I have used Army and FBI in hostage situations, and they were disasters. They could not repel off of the helicopters because of rotation. They are not very effective in hostage survival. So the reality is very different from the images they want to portray. So the images they portray is one of fear, intimidation, efficiency. The reality is that they're a government agency that's totally ineffective.
Yeah, Mike, PSYOP. What's your take on it, Mike?
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if it was just a snafu or
it's massively increasing, and it's also to condition the troops.
But all
it does is condition them to wake up. All I'm saying about the military, especially the Army, the most awake group I mean, they know what's going on. Let's talk
to them. The Army has been told repeatedly, if they don't stand up and stop this nonsense on behalf of the Navy colleagues and the CIA and other parts of the intelligence community, they will be in trouble. And they will be denigrated in the eyes of the civilians. So they've been repeatedly warned by me and others that they have to stand up and say this enough, including against the President of the United States. But, Michael, it's basically a conditioning exercise. And if you want to have fun, take some jamming equipment.
Stop it. Pachinik wants a revolution. Mike in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. I was wondering, what are we going to do if it does turn hot? How are we going to get the resources to fight this thing?
Well, I wouldn't be concerned. You have to remember that during the Revolutionary War, only 4% of the population of 700,000 men were involved in the actual fighting and combat against the British. In this particular case, the United States government cannot handle the mileage and the distances that occur all over the United States.
We're too spread out.
We're too spread out. I live in Florida. Alex lives in Texas. There are people in Montana where fewer than a million people. So I would not worry about it. But if I am a Second Amendment believer, I think you should have some of those surpluses. I think some of the things
Stay there. Back in 1 minute. Stay there, Mike. Stay there, Dr. Pachinik. Come back in 70 seconds. InfoWars.com. Some stations leave us now. God bless you all.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, Pachinik was just saying during the break, we got to hang in there. Things are getting hotter. I think cooler minds are going to prevail. I agree we should have a peaceful info war revolution against this tyranny. But finish up your statement on that. When you say things are getting hotter, I can see the machinery of the establishment trying to move, but it's mainly just propaganda and turns more people off. If I was trying to turn people off, I would do what they're doing. But I know they're not in a conspiracy against themselves. Do these arrogant people in government really think they built this whole thing and that they aren't just sitting on top of it?
No, basically, the arrogant people in government are not as smart as you think they may be. What was happening and why I'm concerned is that this kind of arrogance exponentially grows. And what happens is they're going to start making mistakes. And when they start making mistakes, they start blaming each other. And that's what you see happening. You see the legislature burn the CIA. The CIA is burning the White House. But in turn, what happens is the American public eventually pays for it one way or the other. So that the Americans, what happens is they become more and more paranoid within the intelligence community and within the security community, and they start to act out. Acting out meaning they will start another false flag, they'll start another war like ISIS, which is absolute nonsense, created by the CIA, used by JSOC, again, run by a Navy admiral, where you have guys coming in and out fighting Americans against Americans. This has to stop.
I was about to say, and then the Army has to go fight a group run by the Navy. I mean, this is insanity.
It's not only insanity. This is why your people and the young people of your audience who know hacking, who understand Anonymous, these are the ones who become very valuable. And these are the ones who are the administration is afraid of them. I can't tell you how fearful they are of your audience out there that knows how to handle computers. Now, clearly, I can't incite you or instigate you, but I do caution you that if this continues, the absurdity of our civilian theater and the notion that Dianne Feinstein didn't know about it, Jay Rockefeller didn't know about it, John McCain, it is getting absurd, and it's costing us $1.1 trillion.
Let's get a few final quick little questions. The establishment's gone crazy. Bill, you're on the air from Wisconsin. Quick question, please.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Dr. Pachinik, I agree with 99% of what you have to say, but, you know, you seem to whitewash Herbert Walker Bush, and I just can't stomach that. I'm not one of the young folks.
I won't whitewash him. What I said is his only contribution was to help in the takedown of the Soviet Union Cambodia Peace Conference. The rest, I do not whitewash. He has approved George W. Bush Jr. He has approved Jeb. He's approved Neil, who's been a corrupt individual.
Okay, well, there's your answer, Bill.
So I don't whitewash that.
Thank you, Bill. We're not cutting you off. We're just out of time. Michael in Louisiana, go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen. In March and August of 2013, there is a case going to court, Shalee versus Bush, that was going to put the entire Bush administration in jail on the Nuremberg trial precepts. Obama stepped in and had that case quashed, and then went to the courts to seek immunity for the entire Bush administration. I'd like to know how this case fits in with the recent now release of the torture memos, and if the
well, I don't know the case, and don't know if Pachinik does, but
well, the only thing I would suggest is that's correct. That domestically, the president gave everybody immunity, but in reality, you have to take it to the International Hague Court. Anytime any of these individuals, the Bushes, leave the United States, they can be in prison. Henry Kissinger knew that. Michael Hayden knows that.
That's right. These people aren't invincible. They aren't invincible. And we need to let them know that the people are aware and awake. Dr. Pachinik, thank you so much. Have a great holiday coming up. And we'll talk to you for sure, Lord willing, in the new year.
Thank you.
All right, folks.
Pleasure. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Now, we're going to go to break here. Come back and retransmission. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Pray for liberty. Pray for freedom. Pray for the First Amendment.